Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. It is Tuesday, the 16th of January, 2024. My name is Dan Clough. I'm here for the next few minutes to tell you all about the news doing around when it comes to the Reds. And there's quite a bit of it, as there always seems to be. I'll start with one of the more latest and positive pieces of news to come out. And it is that congratulations to Trent Alexander-Arnold. He has been named the PFA Premier League Fans Player of the Month for December. Absolutely exceptional, I think we'll all agree. Massive blow that he's currently sidelined, of course. Hopefully he's back fit and firing sooner rather than later, but incredible month in December. He's having an incredible season, full stop, essentially, Trent Alexander-Arnold. But the vice captaincy has definitely taken him to a new level, and I think some of his performances through the month of December, in what was a bit of a grueling month really for the Reds all told in terms of the fixture schedule and the pile up and stuff like that. But yeah, Trent's absolutely got us through it, kicking and screaming. The Fulham game springs to mind, especially his performance in that was just outstanding in the dying embers. So yeah, congratulations to Trent. Many more awards to come for him, I'm absolutely certain of that. And another piece of pretty much breaking news before I came on to speak to you all is that Liverpool defender Reece Williams has joined Port Vale on loan until the end of the season. Now, obviously, Port Vale in League One, of course, a bit of a step down, I think it's fair to say, from where Reece Williams might have been hoping to get his loan moves at the start of the season. Obviously, he spent time earlier on this campaign up at Aberdeen, which didn't work out whatsoever, really. He only played one competitive game for them. That came way back at the start of the season, in the Cup as well. Wasn't even actually a Scottish Premiership game. So, ultimately, Reece Williams just needs to get playing football again, and clearly this move is with that in mind. Hopefully it works out well for him. Hopefully he can recapture some of the form that he has previously shown, certainly for Liverpool in the season, him and that Phillips combined to help us get a top four finish. So yeah, Reece Williams move on loan to Port Vale. Now, news-wise, there's quite some big stories doing around, actually, one of which pertains to Mohamed Salah, Virgil van Dijk and Trent Alexander-Arnold, all three of whom have contracts expiring in the summer of 2025. Now, a report from The Athletic and James Pearce has confirmed that formal discussions over renewals are yet to get underway. However, there is no sense of unease and the situation should become clearer in the summer. But he does go on to say that Salah's future is the most intriguing given the ongoing interest from Saudi Arabia. And obviously the use of ongoing interest there is enough to scare any Liverpool fan half to death. However, it's no great surprise if we all lived through the summer last where Mohamed Salah felt at the time that he might be on his way to Saudi, given some of the astronomical figures that were doing the rounds. I think any Liverpool fan with any sort of semblance of belief would have felt that there's a chance he might have gone. Ultimately, he didn't, of course, and ultimately, he turns out to be an incredible footballer once again for Liverpool. And I think the hope would be that he sticks around for at least the next 2, 3, 4 seasons, whatever it may be. But there remains a chance that he could be on the move. But this article certainly puts a lot of minds at rest when it comes to it, because three absolutely integral players to Liverpool for the short, medium and long term there. And I think tying them down to new contracts is imperative, essentially. Certainly in the next sort of 6 months, there's no mad rush right now to get it done sort of straight away, but you don't want any of them sort of venturing into the final 12 months of the deal, because it can become a little bit more complicated when that happens. The article also mentioned Jürgen Schmadtke. Now, it does describe Jürgen Schmadtke's stay as Liverpool sporting director as a short-term one. Obviously, he's nigh on a year into his stay now at Anfield. But it also mentions that Schmadtke's focus has been solely on negotiating transfers, so his successor will probably be tasked with sorting out contract renewals within a framework acceptable to executives at Fenway Sports Group, who owned the club, of course. Interesting couple of points from that. The fact that they double down on Schmadtke's stay being short means that there's a good chance in the coming weeks, months, he will be on his way, which means Liverpool will need to find a replacement sporting director. And there it also mentions the word successor, which again suggests that we're not too far removed from Liverpool needing to replace Jürgen Schmadtke. Couple of transfer stories to touch upon, actually. These come from Liverpool Echo, and two not unfamiliar names, actually. Morten Fendrup and Ousmane Diamande. So a report from the Echo, which essentially looked into how Liverpool scout and unearth their players, mentions these two, and it says two who are being looked at presently are Genoa's Denmark international Morten Fendrup and Ousmane Diamande, who currently plies his trade at Sporting in Portugal. Goes on to say, at 22, Fendrup has been looked at as the search for a long-term Fabinho replacement goes on, although there is little suggestion that a deal is imminent. And Ivory Coast defender Diamande has been described as a hidden gem by those familiar with him, and he will be in action for his nation at the AFCON, where Liverpool will continue to run the rule over the 20-year-old. So yeah, centre-back Diamande, midfielder Fendrup. It describes Fendrup as a potential Fabinho replacement. I'm not sold on that personally. I think a lot of Fendrup's footballers come as a more conventional eight type midfielder, so he might not be the destroyer type six some may think that we need. But I think for the meantime, we're quite happy with how McAllister and Wataru Endo have been occupying that position. So no mad rush to do either piece of business. But I do think there are areas Liverpool will continue to monitor and continue to look at players for, because I think there will come a time, maybe in the summer, whereby we need to address those situations. Diamande has also been likened, and his stats compare him closely using FBF to Gonçalo Inácio, who's a player Liverpool have been heavily linked with ever since the summer. So it's interesting how they compare stylistically, and clearly a type of player, a profile Liverpool are interested in signing.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Speaking of signings, Thiago Alcantara was signed for Liverpool, which was fascinating and interesting and has at times worked well. However, I think it's fair to say the last year or so of his spell on Merseyside hasn't exactly gone to plan. Now, There still remains hope that Thiago will come back at some point this season and actually play football for Liverpool Football Club. However, we are not too far away from his contract expiring, and journalist Julio Miguel Neto has claimed that Flamengo and Saudi clubs are interested in signing Thiago at the end of his contract. He says that Liverpool have no interest in extending the Spaniard's deal, which is no great shock, I think it's fair to say. And one of the clubs mentioned as a potential suitor for Thiago are Al-Ettifaq, where of course Steven Gerrard is the manager and Jordan Henderson is currently one of the midfielders, although that is subject to change in the coming days, weeks, we shall see. But yeah, Thiago doesn't look like he's got much of a future at Anfield beyond the end of this season, which is a great shame in many ways, because one of the most incredible footballers I've had the joy of watching play, essentially. Just incredible to watch him strut his stuff around the footy pitch. However, he's done it nowhere near enough, nor consistently enough, during his time at the club. And obviously, the majority of that is down to injuries and fitness problems and stuff. But yeah, one of the most decorated players we've ever had the privilege of signing and welcoming to the club. But ultimately, I don't think it's quite worked out as everybody would have hoped, I think it's fair to say. Just finally, Michael Olise has been linked to Liverpool. Wolf Fabrizio Romano has played down the chances of Olise making a move anywhere, essentially, in this window. Manchester United also linked as well, but Olise is likely to move on, but it won't be until the summer. And also, Billy Comercio is another player who's returned to Liverpool following what was a pretty underwhelming loan spell, this time at Dunkirk in the French Ligue 2. He only played 9 times for the French club, so it hasn't exactly worked out either. That leaves me with time to tell you, if you want Redmen Plus in your life, where you get the documentaries, the amazing matchday content, journal insights, transfer stuff, etc., etc., the list is truly endless. You can, if you use code KLOP when you sign up as a captain monthly, you will get a free month. I mean, what's not to love about that? Let's be dead honest about it. Just going to quickly run through the news before I say goodbye from what is a very snowy Liverpool today. Yeah, let's do it. So Trent Alexander-Arnold was named the PFA Premier League Fans Player of the Month for December. Congratulations, Trent. Reece Williams has joined Port Vale on loan. Mohamed Salah, Virgil van Dijk and Trent Alexander-Arnold are all in line for new Liverpool contracts, albeit discussions are yet to formally begin. However, there is no sense of unease at the football club that they will get those deals signed. Jörg Schmadtke remains the short-term sporting director at Liverpool. There will be a successor to follow in due course. More Trent Frendrup and Ousmane Diamande are both being looked at, according to Liverpool Echo, by the Reds, both of whom are on the radar potentially for a move somewhere down the line, perhaps not in this particular window. Thiago is wanted by Flamengo in Brazil, as well as Saudi clubs, including Al-Ettifaq, when his contract ends at Liverpool. Michael Olise is unlikely to move anywhere this month from Crystal Palace. That could be one that has to wait until the summer if Liverpool are indeed keen. And Billy Comercio has rejoined Liverpool following his loan spell at Dunkirk in France. Sam, happy days. That's Redmen Bite Size done. My name is Dan Club. I will see you all again very, very soon. Take it easy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both as twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.